My name's Travis Sims, and I am the founder and CEO of AGC Accelerated Global Connections. And this is the AGC Experience.
Our lives are a series of choices. Each choice leads to a result. Would you like to easily know which choices are the right life choices for you? If you've never met Amy Tyson, owner of Infinity Life Design, make it a priority to connect with her. Amy is a master of feng shui and bazi, which she calls destiny analysis. She assists her clients in understanding the hidden forces that are influencing their lives. A destiny reading with Amy is like reading a book all about you. She highlights which decisions will bring you to your fullest potential and which choices will lead you down a path of obstacles. If you're struggling with a challenge or you want to lift your life even higher, get connected with Amy and Infinity Life Design on facebook.com/infinitylifedesign or subscribe to her online newsletter at infinitylifedesign.com and connect with your infinite life.
Founder and host of the Investor Warrior Podcast. I would highly suggest that you check that out. The Investor Warrior Podcast, it's a no BS approach to the real and raw side of real estate education. The show talks about the good, the bad, the ugly of real estate entrepreneurship, and is for those who really want to live an extraordinary life through the vehicle of real estate investing. After attending college and grad school, 7 years of higher education and a secure job in the medical profession, Carrie realized quickly that she wanted more out of life than clocking in and out and waiting for those 2 weeks of paid vacation. She then replaced her medical profession, her medical professional income in little more than 6 months after becoming active in the real estate investing field. Carrie has now been a real estate entrepreneur for close to 9 years, where she has managed hundreds of real estate investment transactions, most without the use of banks, cash, or credit. Please welcome to the virtual stage my good friend, Carrie Like. Carrie, the stage is yours.
Hey, guys, and thank you, Mark. So in this 15 minutes, I am going to talk to you about becoming fearless in your life. And it's not just about whether you're in real estate or you're in business or you've got a 9-to-5 job. It doesn't matter, because I'm going to argue that fear is the number one thing that holds us back, no matter what it is in our life, right? It's spiritual, it's health, it's our marriage, it's our family, it's our finances. Fear is what holds us back. And to become fearless, having no fear, that is not feasible, because fear actually protects us, right? So this isn't about becoming fearless. It's not about completely eliminating fear from your life, because the only people who do not have fear in their life are psychotic people, okay? And that's not us, right? There is a healthy level of fear. And what I want to talk to you today about is having courage, right? Having courage to act in spite of the fear that's holding you back. And one of the things that I've been recently reading, and it's so relevant to today's talk, so I'm going to talk about it first. It is a book called Power vs. Force. It's by Dr. David Hawkins. So excellent book. I recommend you. It's one of the books that you add to your list. But it's relevant because it talks about how there is this communal consciousness of human behavior. It's called Spiritus Mundi. And it's basically this database of consciousness. And these levels of consciousness, which make up human behavior, can be actually calibrated on a scale of 1 to 1,000. And so Dr. Hawkins and all these scientists have actually calibrated these levels of human consciousness. Okay, so stay with me here, because I'm gonna explain what that all means. So it's calibrated on a scale of relative truth. Okay, and there's this ladder of spiritual enlightenment. So when I talk about human consciousness, I'm talking about the lowest levels of human consciousness, which are anger, fear, shame. Okay, think about someone in history who would fit that lower level of consciousness. When I think about Hitler, Adolf Hitler, I think lower levels of consciousness, right? These Power vs. Force, which is the name of the book. What was happening there? Was it power or force? It was force. And force, it only works in the short term. It never works in the long run, right? So When I think of the lower levels, I think of him. When I think of higher levels, when you get into the 500s and the 600s of human consciousness, you're thinking the enlightened ones, the sages, the Gandhis, the Mother Teresas, this energy that they projected out to the world. They were on this higher level of human consciousness. So there's this scale of human consciousness. And what these scientists have done is they've calibrated, they've put measurements, they've put numbers to these different levels of consciousness. And this all comes from these two relatively new sciences called chaos theory, and it's called nonlinear dynamics, okay? I'm not going to go into what all that means, but basically, in the past, before we had all of this technology and artificial intelligence, we had all this data coming in, right? Think of just this like chaos of data and information coming in, and none of it looks like it's coherent. There's no coherence, there's no rhyme or rhythm to it, there's no pattern. But with the emergence of technology, we now see that all of this random data coming in actually has this pattern, okay? It has a pattern, it's kind of a butterfly pattern where it kind of folds on top of each other. And within this pattern, there are energy fields. There can be strong energy fields and there can be weak energy fields. Okay, so now let's go back to human consciousness. The lowest levels of human consciousness, the anger, the fear, the pride, the resentment, those all have very weak energy fields. It's called energy attractors. Okay, the levels of love and joy and peace, those all have high energy attractors. So when you're looking at this pattern of information, you're seeing these weak energy patterns within this pattern, and you're seeing these high energy fields within this pattern. Well, what they have found is that in this pattern, there's a critical point, it's called. The critical point is where you can put the least amount of force into something which creates the biggest change. So it's like stopping like a locomotive. How do we stop a locomotive? By just pushing a button, right? There's this huge thing going towards us and we just a click of the button and we stop it. You think about like times in your life where you feel like you're just banging your head up against the wall, you're working hard, you're burning out, there's nothing changing, and all of a sudden you just shift. Right? You make a small little change. You do something and it's like a domino effect where it's that like one little shift and all of a sudden you're not banging against the wall anymore. All of a sudden you found this door that you can push open with a little like little boop of your finger. Okay, that's the critical point. So what they have found in this these levels of human consciousness and the levels that they found, that human consciousness is unlimited. So the calibration itself of human consciousness is unlimited. But what they have found is that the vast majority of humans fall into this calibration of 100 to 600. So 100 is the lowest levels. That's the fear, anger, shame. And then the highest levels are enlightenment. And so what they have found is there's this critical point between the strong, the weak attractors and the strong attractors, just like in that pattern we were talking about with these energy fields. And this critical point distinguishes, cuts a line right through the weak attractors and the strong attractors. So it's this, once you pass over that critical point, it's like powerful. And the human levels of consciousness that go from 100 to 600, 200 is the critical point. 200 separates the weak attractors from the strong attractors. And guess what 200 is? It's courage. 200 is courage. And that is the critical point that most humans never get over. Because once you get over into the level of courage and you go beyond the level of courage, you get into joy, love, peace, maybe into the higher levels of human behavior like enlightenment. So it's interesting that courage is the critical point. That means if you can find courage in your life to do the things that you know you're afraid of and you do it in spite of the fear, then you increase your level of human consciousness and you progress up through the levels. And as you progress up through the levels, the power that you have increases. This book is called Force versus Power. Okay, it's about forcing versus the use of power and how powerful power is. So when you get to that point of courage, you start to move further up these human levels of consciousness. Okay, so why is that important? It's because we're not trying to become fearless. We're not trying to eliminate fear in our life. We're trying to be more courageous, which means we know there's fear. We know we're afraid to do it, but we're going to do it anyways. And we're going to do it so often that it just becomes a habit in our life, where we know we're going to go through failure to get through success. We're not afraid of that anymore. Where we know we've got to go through some adversity and pain to grow. That just comes with growth, and we're not afraid of that anymore. Where we know we have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, because being uncomfortable is necessary to live an extraordinary life, but it takes courage to face the adversity, to face the fear, to face the failure, to face the uncomfortableness that comes with all of these great things, because I truly believe that you can't have one without the other. You can't have failure without success. You can't have success without failure. You can't have growth without pain, and you can't have extraordinary without being uncomfortable. Okay. So how do we get more courage in our life, whether it's our health, our marriage, our family, our business, our finances, right? All of these areas of our life, there might be certain things that are holding us back from taking it to the next level or just becoming extraordinary in that piece of our life. Number one is you have to change your story. What do I mean by that? It means we are constantly telling ourselves stories all day long. If you think about it, we are one step away from being an insane person, because all of us are telling stories inside of our head all day long. We're having conversations inside of our head all day long. The only thing that separates us from someone insane is that we're keeping the stories and the conversations in our head, and we're not speaking them out loud, right? So we're having stories. We're asking ourselves questions. What are the questions that you are asking yourself? The quality of the questions are directly proportional to the quality of your life, says Tony Robbins. So become aware of the questions that are going on inside of your head and change those questions. Change your story. Your story can be changed at any given moment, because you are not just the actor in your life. You are the director and the producer. Okay, we're not just acting out something that someone has given us. Okay, we can create our own story. You have to stand guard at the gate of your mind, because our thoughts can be constructive or destructive. So you've got to realize what you're putting into your mind and what you're asking and the story that you're telling yourself, right? So that's number one. Number two, you've got to visualize what you want. When Andre Agassi won the Wimbledon for the first time and he was interviewed, they said, how does it, the question that they asked him was, what does it feel like to win the Wimbledon for the first time? And his answer to them was, I've won it 10,000 times already. He had won it 10,000 times already in his mind. He had visualized it over and over and over and over and over again until it manifested itself into his outer world, right? So visualize what it is that you want. If you want the new car, go drive the new car. I don't care if you can't afford it. If you want to live in a nicer house, go look at the nicer houses and pretend like you can afford it. If you want to make more of a difference in your in the lives of those around you, visualize how that would feel and what that would look like and the person that you would have to become in order to make that impact in the lives that are around you. Okay, it's constant visualization of the person you want to become. One of my favorite quotes from Jim Rohn is, and I'm not going to phrase this exactly because I don't have it in front of me, but it's the fact that goals are great. Achieving a goal is fantastic. But what's more important is the person you become in the process of achieving that goal, right? So visualize, who is it that you want to become? What are you doing? Who are you impacting? Who are you influencing? What are you doing financially? What kind of car are you driving? What kind of house are you living in, right? What kind of family are you creating? What kind of lifestyle are you creating? Number three, write down what it is that you want. I'm going to quote something from the Four Agreements book, which again should be on everyone's list of reading material, the Four Agreements. It says, through the word, you express your creative power. It is through the word that you manifest everything. Regardless of what language you speak, your intent, what you dream, what you feel, and what you really are will be manifested through the word, right? And that means writing it down, getting it on paper, setting goals for yourself that are written that you can look at every single day, put it in a place where you can see it every day, make vision boards of what it is that you want to look like, be, what you want to have in your life, right? That's going to be, it's going to fuel the visualization process for you, is actually seeing it, right? Seeing it out there in your world physically. And then number four is to become a Dondo investor. Another book that I'm going to add to your reading list is called The Dondo Investor. And the word Dondo is a Gujarati word, and it means endeavors that create wealth. What is wealth? Wealth isn't just money. Wealth is having abundance in all areas of your life. You can be wealthy in your marriage with your relationship with your partner. You can be wealthy in the relationships that you have with your children or your family members. You can be wealthy with your health. You can be wealthy with your spirituality, right? You're full and you're filled and you're abundant in those areas. That is what wealth is about. It's not just monetary wealth. So how can you become a Dondo investor, creating wealth in all areas of your life? And what Dondo investor means is it means low risk, high return, okay? We go back to that critical point where it's, you can exert the least amount of energy to get the biggest change in your life. It's low risk, high reward. For example, if I wanna lose weight, low risk, I put my running shoes on at the end of the day instead of sitting on my couch watching Netflix eating spaghetti, okay? What is that going to do for my life? It's going to make me wealthier in my health. It's going to make me wealthier in my relationships with my kids because I've got more energy for them. I'm going to be wealthier with my spouse. I'm going to be more spiritually fulfilled because I have more vitality, right? It's that one little thing that I can do that can make all of this big effect in my life. It's low risk, it's high reward, and it's creating wealth in all of those areas of my life, okay? So that's courage. That's the four ways that I think we can all get to that courage, that critical point, that 200 calibration where we're conquering our fears. In spite of the fear, we're not eliminating it, but we're conquering it. And then we're moving on to these higher levels of human consciousness. Once we conquer that courage, we have more joy and peace and love in our life, which is going to just create so much wealth and abundance in all areas of our life. So I encourage you guys to become fearless, not fearless, but fearless in your life and all the areas. Thank you.